Welcome to Aura, Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. It is a Wednesday evening, a little after 7 o'clock. Want to thank you for joining us. I'm Kevin Keith. We have in the studio Monica Zarate and Edith Garcia. We'll get to them in just a moment. Want to thank our fine sponsors, including a brand new one this week we're all excited about. We have a title sponsor, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort. Cruz and his crew can take care of you. Also, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort and Fresita's. Opening very soon in Frankfort on West Washington Street in downtown Frankfort, just off the downtown square. Also, we're happy to bring Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco. Of course, a lot of people know Federal Mogul locally, one of our good community-minded factories in the area and distribution centers. And we are so thankful to have them on board. Sponsoring the program, so we're excited. We just started this a couple months ago. We've got four good sponsors already, and we're looking for a few more. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can always give us a call at 659-3338. If you would like to sponsor the program, you can let us know that too at kevin@casparradio.com. That's kasparradio.com. Just a reminder too, that the last five programs of the program, Aura Clinton County, is at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. When you go there, just click on the On the Air tab and then click on Aura Clinton County, and it'll be right there for you, the last five programs. Also, about 2 months ago, tell your friends, if you don't know yet, in the right-hand upper corner, there's a little box that used to not be there until 2 months ago. And that will translate it, the whole website, to Spanish or Espanol for you. So you can read the stories. We've talked about this before on the program. A lot of these news things, news and information, affects us all, regardless of your ethnicity. And, of course, Aura Clinton County is news and information primarily for the Latino community. However, again, it all affects us all. We have a full show for you. Of course, there's a lot going on in Clinton County, and particularly Frankfort. This weekend is the Hot Dog Festival, and we're going to mention that in just a moment. We also are honored to have Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on the phone with us. We'll be getting to her in just a moment, too. Want to remind you that this is a program designed to bring news and information for the Latino community in and around Frankfort. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of WILO or Casper Media, or the opinions of our hosts or guests. The program, again, brought to you by A&J Auto Repair in Frankfort, Blevins Insurance, with offices now in Frankfort. Also, Fresita's opening soon in Frankfort on West Washington Street, and Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco. Just mentioning a few highlights, which were just about a day and a half away. Things are going to kick off Friday morning for the Frankfort Hot Dog Festival. It really starts about 10:30 with the Senior Talent Show check-in. They'll have the opening kickoff. It's going to be the 26th annual Frankfort Hot Dog Festival. They'll have a flag ceremony by the VFW and the National Anthem. Also Friday, the official Hot Dog Festival tent by Shoop's Country Foods will be opening that morning, so you can get some hot dogs for breakfast. I know that's my plan. The Senior Talent Show, too, Friends annual library book sale at the Frankfort Community Public Library. And then at 11:30 Friday morning, the Frankfort's Got Talent show, check in. The circus is coming with aerial acrobats, 20 feet in the air, all right? And it's just, we've got entertainment all afternoon, so you could make a full day of it. Seth Mulder and Midnight Run at 2. Also at 2 o'clock is the circus is coming. And then at 3 o'clock, the Ultimate Air Dogs Dock Diving. Later that evening, we'll have a live remote broadcast with our very own Cindy Lovelace with WILO between 4 and 6. Ma Bell, she is an elderly, fun-loving soul, they say. I'm looking forward to seeing Ma Bell at 5 p.m. The Ultimate Air Dogs Dock Diving again, Splash 2 continued at 5 p.m. and Seth Mulder again at 6 o'clock that evening. Renegades Band at the Prairie Creek Park stage at 6:30 Friday night. And then Friday night also, the Indigos at Veterans Park at 8:30, And at 9 p.m., the Heart to Heartbreaker. It's the Heart and Pat Benatar Experience at the Witham Main Stage at Veterans Park, primarily featuring the music of Heart and Pat Benatar. It's like a tribute band. And we'll go over some of the other items on Saturday, as it is, again, a full weekend. We are looking to have some really good weather for this, too. And so we're all just excited about the Hot Dog Festival this weekend in Frankfort. At this time, we'll go ahead and welcome Monica and Edith to the studio. Ladies, thanks Hello. For coming in. Yeah, good yes. to see you again, Monica.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
Thank Buenas you for tardes. Having me back. Muchas, muchas tardes. ¿Cómo están?
Well, it's good to have you back. I know you had a much-needed vacation, as we all do.
Yes,
but I think you were able to listen a little bit, weren't you,
when I
you
was.
Were not in Frankfort. So I hope we did you proud.
Yes, very okay. proud. Very okay, proud. Good. Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, I'll let you tell folks about what we always do at the beginning of the show, and then we will get Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on the line here.
Sounds great. Thank you. Take it away, Edith.
Okay, buenas tardes. Pues es hora de la renuncia de responsabilidades y es tiempo para ahora Clinton County o Clinton County Now. Este programa está designado para traer noticias e información para la comunidad latina en Frankfort y las áreas alrededor. Las opiniones expresadas en este programa no son necesariamente de Wailo, de Casper Media Management o las opiniones de nuestros anfitriones e invitados. Este programa es para traerles información y eventos que están pasando aquí en el condado de Clinton. Este programa es posible por nuestros patrocinadores A&J Auto Repair and Wellness Insurance con oficinas en Frankfort y también Fresitas, que tienen helados muy ricos. Y bueno, también tenemos un aviso o un... también Federal Mogul es nuestro patrocinador. Bueno, muchas gracias.
All right, very good. We appreciate that. And at this time, we will, welcome Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets to the program. Mayor, thanks for hanging with us and being with us on this Wednesday evening.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm excited to be on the program.
Hi.
Well, we've started this a couple months ago, and we knew there was a large segment of the community that was underserved with news and information, so we've tried to do everything we can here. And Monica was nice enough to invite you, and you were nice enough to say yes. So I know Ken and I talked to you on Party Line this morning, but we're all really excited about the Hot Dog Festival, especially after having to skip it last year.
Absolutely. We have an exciting weekend ahead of us. I think everyone's going to find something that they're going to want to attend. We just have a lot of exciting events going on.
Yes. We actually kind of read off a couple of things that were happening. Estuvimos hablando de unas cosas que iban a pasar. And it seems to be a very long list.
It is. There's so many things. I think it's probably one of the biggest festivals that we've had. We have three stages downtown, so we're going to have three different activities going on. And, of course, this year we're going to be able to use Prairie Creek Park, so I know there's going to be a lot of exciting things down there. We have golf cart shows. We have pole vaulting, lots of food, lots of vendors. It's going to be an exciting weekend.
So they're going to have golf cart shows? I've never yes. seen something like that, so that's going to be pretty exciting to go ahead and see it.
Yes, I have never been to one either. But they said there's going to be people coming in from all over. They're
really?
Going to bring their golf carts. Yeah, so I think that's going to be something exciting, something that none of us have been to before. So it'll be good.
Is it like a hot rod where they just dress them up and show them off?
That's what I'm thinking. Is
okay.
that they're just going to come
okay.
in, you know, dressed up and
that's pretty cool.
It said something about they if they don't have enough room for them, like it's going to be at Regions Bank
mm-hmm.
lot.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll just have them in another area and then bring them in, you know, a little at a time. But I'm really excited to see what it is.
That's
I think
cool.
it'll be fun.
Do you think they'll add, like, golf cart races, maybe?
Maybe.
That would
know.
Be something new.
Yeah. They didn't say anything about races, so.
Not yet, though, but
yeah,
we never know.
Not yet,
yeah. Maybe, that's right.
Maybe,
it could happen.
Yeah, maybe we planted a seed here. We don't know.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Muchas gracias por estar en el programa. Mayor Sheets, I just wanted to go ahead and say that you are such a great person. Thank you for accepting our invitation. And we just had a couple of questions.
Okay.
That now for the hot dog festival, is there a possibility that people will be able to come up to you and just say hi? I know that you're so friendly, and we've done it before where you've came up to the Learning Network, and I was able to go ahead and speak to you. And right. would people be able to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love for them to. I love to be around the people in the community, and I encourage them to come and introduce themselves, you know, to me and have a short conversation, and I would be excited to meet the people.
Sí, la pregunta que había hecho Mónica, la mayor, es de que si ella estaría dispuesta a que las personas se acercaran a ella, le hicieran preguntas y estuvieran platicando con ella. Ella contestó que sí, entonces son bienvenidos a platicar con ella, saludarla, conocerla y estar ahí con ella.
And then another question we had is, are you looking forward to the Hispanic Heritage Festival? I know that we skipped it last year, but this year it seems to a couple of things are going on, and everybody's getting kind of prepped for it. And it's a Saturday, September the 18th.
Yes. Yes, I'm very excited about it. And I think we've had a lot of donors to help with this, a lot of people that have want to be involved in it. And I know Annie Bacon, our community development director, has been working really hard on it. So, yes, I'm looking really forward to it. And I'm sure you probably are, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. We're going to have a table out there. And I think we might actually give you a shirt for you to wear for us.
All right. I would love that. That would be great.
Two years ago, we had a pretty good turnout.
It was a great turnout.
It really was. I was there for a remote, and by the time I'd left, I stuck around about an extra half hour, and yeah, it was a good turnout.
Music, food, it was delightful. Mm-hmm. Everybody seemed to be having a really good time, and it actually took up quite a bit of the street.
Yeah, it did. It took up the whole Veterans Park, that's for sure.
Yes.
That's what we like.
So, yes, we're very excited about it. I'm so happy we get to have it this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, last year we missed having it, and I think it's going to be an exciting event. And I'm sure it's going to be the same as Hot Dog Festival. You're going to have a lot of things going on, a lot of things that people would want to come to. Don't miss it. It'll be a lot of fun.
I think with the fact that COVID was hit us pretty hard, I think that people are looking forward to doing stuff. And so us not having it last year, people are really looking forward to having it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree. I think people are ready to get out and be around people and attend these activities and so many fun things to do.
Yes,
so
definitely.
I'm so glad we're able to do it.
I think we saw that with the fair, too.
Yes,
you know,
definitely. That
people are ready to get out and do something, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, they are, for sure. Yes.
Hello, Mayor Sheets. I'm sorry I didn't... I introduced myself before, but my name is Edith, and I'm going to be here interpreting what you said. So I'm going to head and say, tell to people what you just said.
Okay.
Sí, la mayor dijo que, Mónica le preguntó que si estaba mirando para el futuro para ir al festival de la herencia hispana. Entonces ella dijo que sí, que está muy contenta, que va a estar allá en el festival y que está muy contenta, que va a haber muchos puestos, va a haber música,
comida, bastante comida, sí.
Comida hispana, mexicana, y también hay de otros países, El Salvador, Guatemala. Hace dos años vimos puestos de varios países y pues estamos contentos de probar comidas diferentes que las mexicanas.
Y también van a hacer demostraciones. Yo hice una de ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cómo hacer flores de papel?
Flores de papel.
Y ¿cómo se llama? Una señora también hizo cómo hacer tortillas. How to make tortillas last year. Not yet last year. I always keep saying last year.
Yeah, we always hope for the best.
So they were doing a demonstration about how to make tortillas. So I'm really looking forward to that this year, because, you know, I do not know how to make tortillas. Nobody wants to eat my tortillas. No.
Okay. I don't know if I believe that or not.
So, store-bought for me. Thank you very much.
Well, you're going to learn, then.
I will learn, I'm looking forward to it. So, I'm sure my husband is, too. He's like, tortillas, homemade tortillas. All right. So, yes, definitely. But, and just one more thing. Do you have some words that you might want to go ahead and tell the Latino community, the Spanish-speaking community here in Frankfurt?
Okay, I just want to say that Frankfurt is a great place to live, and I just want us all to come together as a great community to care about each other, to be there for each other. I'm excited about events that are going on that, you know, include Latinos as well. And I'm so thankful for, like, the Learning Network and like you said, like, the festival, the Hispanic Heritage Festival that's coming up. So I'm always open for suggestions, too. If there's anything that I can do as mayor or as the city to make you feel more welcome or more a part of our community, I'm always anxious to hear about those things. And I'm just so happy that they've decided to come here to live, the people, and to be a part of our community, and I want them to feel like they are a very big part of our community.
See, and this is why I called her and asked her to be here. I mean, you can't even ask for anything better than that. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on the show. And those heartwarming words, I'm sure that the community is definitely going to appreciate them. So we're going to have Edith go ahead and interpret that really quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mayor, we'll go ahead and let you go. We appreciate your time as always, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the Hot Dog Festival.
Definitely. Definitely. We will be there.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
All righty.
Bye.
That's Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets. Go ahead, Edith. Thank you.
Okay. Sí. Buenas tardes. Pues, otra vez, lo que Mónica le preguntó a la mayor fue que si tenía algunas palabras para la comunidad hispana. Y lo que ella dijo que es que Frankfurt es una comunidad muy bonita para vivir y que es un lugar hermoso y que ella está muy contenta de ser parte de esta comunidad, de ser mayor de Frankfurt y que...
Y que ella está buscando, ella está alegre de que vengan todas las personas a los festivales que están pasando aquí en Frankfurt y que ella quiere que pasen y que les digan hello, hola.
También está aceptando sugerencias acerca de cómo mejorar la comunidad. Está abierta a escuchar opiniones y para poder hacer Frankfurt un mejor, una mejor ciudad, un lugar mejor donde vivir. Entonces ella está bienvenida, está esperando opiniones. Entonces, si tiene algo que decir, pues la puede buscar en su oficina.
Monica, I know you have had a chance to see the mayor out and about over the last year or so, but, you know, we work with her pretty close here at the radio station, and you could tell in her voice that she really is an approachable person.
Yes,
you know, she really cares about this community. I think she was the clerk treasurer for several years.
Yes.
For several years. And so, you know, she's here. She cares about it. She always has. She's always been one watching the numbers and the books and the money and keeping us on track. And so she is very approachable. She would love to talk to you. She really means it when she says it. So.
Yes, she does. And that's why she is a great person to go ahead. She's very inviting.
Inviting. Yeah, she's perfect for Frankfurt now.
Yes, exactly. You know? Yes, definitely. I would have to agree with that. Second that.
Yeah, okay. we want to tell people, too, that we also, I'm getting pretty impressed with the guests that you're lining up, Monica.
Thank you.
You're starting to make us work a little harder here at the radio station. We talked to Rodney Wan, the Clinton County Health Department director, quite a bit on our Party Line program each weekday morning at 8:30. And somehow you've contacted him over the last couple days, and we're going to have him on the program here in about 10 minutes after our commercial break. So that'll be an opportunity for people to get more information, you know, if they need it for whatever there may be. Of course, we have the Delta variant of COVID around, and it's we're all just kind of hoping we don't reach that precipice where we have to go back to things we don't want to go back to.
Right. Mucha verdad. Yeah, it's something that we are definitely, it's on the radar.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the radar. And then Rodney would be able to go ahead and give us more information. Nos va a dar más información tocante esa cosa que está pasando, mm-hmm. What's going to be happening. So I'm really excited to have him on the show as well.
We'll be talking to him shortly here. So what's going to be your favorite food this weekend? Are you going to get a Shoop's hot dog with all the fixings, or do you stretch out into something a little more, or little of everything? That's what I like.
I am so glad. Estoy tan contenta que perdí peso, that I lost some weight out in Florida. So okay. I think I'm going to try a little bit of everything.
Okay, good for you.
So,
good for
you. Yes. So as soon as somebody says, hey, look, I'm going to be like right there. Okay. So, yeah, it's definitely right there. Shoots or, fresitas, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be. I'm looking forward to all that kind of food out there.
Well, I'll expect a full report next Wednesday night.
You got it.
Okay?
You got it,
and
yes.
I'm going to eat a lot too, so I'll give you my full report.
Just no numbers, okay? No right, numbers on right, the way yeah, at all
no,
whatsoever.
So, no, yeah. We'll just mention the food. That's the way we like it.
Delicioso.
Saturday morning, things will start very early at the Hot Dog Festival. It starts at 8 a.m. with the Bun Run Walk, a 5K. Get your buns moving, I guess, right? So that'll start at 8 a.m. Coach Kids Breakfast, the food tent on Main Street, biscuits, gravy, fruit cup, and a drink all for $5. They remind you that mentors matter. We love our friends at Coach Kids, and Susan Gresham, the executive director, actually will be on the Party Line program tomorrow morning at 8:30 talking about mentoring. And Coach Kids and what they're doing at the Hot Dog Festival. Coach Kids also sponsoring a cornhole tournament at the Regions lot behind what's the old Regions Bank there. And so it'll be a cornhole tournament, $20 a pair, amateurs only, no professionals. And I think that starts real early at 8 a.m. Prairie Creek Park at 8 a.m. also. And the Event Center Garage, they'll have a weightlifting competition. Ooh. At, I couldn't do that at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if I could do that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon either. But now, this is what the mayor was talking about, the Bowser Bash Golf Cart Show. Ooh. It'll be at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, presented by Frankfort Main Street and TNT Tunes. They're going to have awards and cash prizes. They'll have registration from 9 till noon, awards at 2. And the entry fee is only $10 a cart. So.
No racing?
No racing this year.
Okay.
No, Monica. Right. Not this
I'm
year.
Sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, that's okay. But I have a feeling we'll probably have some racing next year. I think you, like you said, we planted the seed.
Yeah.
We have an unbelievable community public library. If you've never lived outside of Frankfort, you kind of take it for granted because it's really an awesome thing. And they're having an art and book sale. Of course, they're on West Clinton Street from 9 to 5 both days. So head on down there. I love books personally, so I'll probably get a couple armloads.
And you know what? They're not really that expensive.
No. What they're doing this year is a free will donation. So
nice.
It's really whatever you want to. And they said they'll even help you load them up if you need to. So
Libros gratis. Es una donación nada más at the Frankfort Library, en la librería de Frankfort aquí.
Now, the mayor also mentioned Over-the-Top Tours Street Vault. Are you familiar with this? It's pole vaulting on the street. Now,
no.
They have pads and stuff.
Okay, I was
so,
going to
yeah,
say.
No, it's not, not quite that dangerous, but it's literally pole vaulting on the street. Now, I'm not for sure where they're going to do it this year. Well, okay, West Washington, because I think they usually do it on Clinton Street. But, of course, we're leaving Clinton Street open this year.
Yes.
And so everything will kind of be pushed to the old Regions Bank lot and also at Veterans Park. Also, skate park demos at 10 a.m. 3-on-3 basketball tournament starts at 10 a.m. Saturday morning also. Circus stunt show at 10 a.m. And then they're having the 6th annual Gym City Dogfight RC Demolition Derby, a demo derby with the little RC cars.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then later that morning, I'll be there for a live remote broadcast at the Chamber of Commerce, thanks to Frankfort Main Street, between 11 and 1 right here on WILO. One more thing. We'll get to mention all these here in a moment, everything that'll round out the rest. But they're also doing the Frisbee Dog Show.
Oh, that's exciting. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So trainer Bill Marion's been wowing the crowds at the Hot Dog Festival. He's been here like 20 years.
Wow.
So he's going to bring his dogs, and they're going to do some I guess, magic for us, you know, and
magic.
Catch the Frisbees and do all that. So we'll go ahead and take a break. Again, we've got Rodney Wan, the Clinton County Health Department Director, coming up next here on Aura Clinton County. Again, special thanks to our sponsors, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, and Fresita's opening very soon in Frankfort on West Washington Street.
Attention, A&J Auto Repair is now open in Frankfort. Owner Cruz invites you to stop in or give them a call at 765-278-9278. If you've been in Frankfort very long, you may already be familiar with Cruz and how he can fix any vehicle issues. If not, give him a chance the next time you need any vehicle work done. They offer synthetic blend oil change for just $24.99 or a full synthetic oil change for only $49.99. Call 765-278-9278. That's 765-278-9278 for A&J Auto Repair in Frankfort.
Fresita's is an all-natural and 100% authentic ice cream and popsicle shop. Opening soon at 61 West Washington Street in Frankfort, Fresita's will also offer fresh fruit, churros, and many other desserts for everyone. Also, everything is all-natural, including ice cream made garrafa style. In other words, homemade. Come taste the difference and see the process in action when they open, which is coming soon. Fresita's, 61 West Washington Street. Frankfurt.
Hola, soy Briseida del Real con el Seguro Blevins. Estoy emocionada en anunciar que abrimos las puertas a nuestra nueva oficina localizada aquí en Frankfurt. He servido la comunidad de Frankfurt en el pasado y estoy encantada de hacerlo nuevamente. Para su cuota gratuita de seguro de auto, casa, vida o negocio, llámeme a mí, Briseida del Real, o a Tina Duncan al 765-650-7808 o visítanos en 2107 West State Road 28 en Frankfort.
Your home for classic hits, WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. HoosierLandTV.com continues to bring you live local programs. And we'll continue that commitment all throughout North Central Indiana. Log on now to see what's new, including the Party Line program, televised every weekday morning. Fairs, festivals, parades, and the hottest sporting events can be found there, too. Find out why your friends are tuning in to the latest in local issues, agricultural events, concerts, or civic meetings. Plus, be looking for us in your neck of the woods. HoosierLandTV.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO, Skywatch Weather. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers tonight, a low of 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, again a chance of showers, a high of 90. Mostly sunny Friday, a high of 78, and becoming partly cloudy Saturday, a high of 80. That's your Skywatch Weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.